What to buy for Christmas? What to buy? Vouchers are good. Vouchers are an idea. And I just spotted this voucher at the moment, which was in the papers yesterday. It's a voucher at the moment. It's a specialist voucher, and it's up for €249, which is a pretty good price for what you get. What do you get? Well, if you want it, you could get a DIY divorce. It's a DIY divorce voucher, and it's a special this year. And it's from Cathy O'Brien, who runs DIY Divorce Limited. Cathy, how are you?
I'm good, Colm. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all.
Good.
So how's the voucher doing?
Yeah, we're doing quite well. Doing quite well.
Is this on one of these deals, like Living and Social?
Yes, we are on Living Social at the moment, yes.
Okay. And how much is the deal usually?
500.
So are people buying this to give to people?
A few, yeah. The majority are buying it for themselves, but we have had a few that are buying them for presents.
It's a strange stocking filler, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless you give it to somebody who you know is a friend of yours or something, and you're thinking, you know what, you've been going on about this, here's a voucher, that might get you, you know, take the next step.
So long as they're happy with it on Christmas morning. It might be what they want in their stocking.
Now, some people would consider divorce an expensive, nasty business, and this is why you set up DIY Divorce.
It is, yes. I set up DIY Divorce in May 2000.
Right.
And at the time, I was the first one to set it up. I did my own divorce in 1999.
Did you?
I did, yes.
And is that because, did you look around and see, like, if you bring a solicitor, lawyers, or what it's going to cost a fortune?
Well, yeah, I couldn't afford the solicitor's fees, and the wait was 6 months for legal aid. I wasn't working at the time. I had three kids, and I had just started doing a computer course, so I decided, right, okay, here goes. I'll try and do it.
So how easy... Okay, so if you're doing a DIY divorce, which is... Will €500 get me a divorce?
€500, normally, yes. Yeah, the price normally is €500. It will get you all your paperwork, all the know-how, assistance by phone, email or post until you actually ring and say, I've got my divorce. Mm. The only thing it doesn't cover is affidavits, which, depending on the person's circumstances and the county, can be anywhere from 2 to 5 affidavits, and they solicitors charge you €10 each for those, so you have that extra expense.
Okay.
Also, you have, if you serve by registered post, you have the registered post cost. But there's nothing else other than every second person now has a pension.
Yeah.
And the courts, because of the market with property, they used to be very strict with property. Now they've changed to pension. So pension orders must be done if you have a pension to safeguard your pension. Mm. Otherwise, your spouse is still the legal beneficiary of it. Now we do charge, we are giving half price on that as well. It's normally €100 for your pension adjustment order. At the moment, we're doing that for 50.
So if you decide to go down this road, would you ever end up in court, or is this done all outside the courts?
It has to go to court. That's what makes it legal. A judge must grant your divorce.
Yeah.
So once you actually get your turn in front of the judge, you're only looking at 3 to 4 minutes. Basically, what you do is you just, under oath, you answer some questions. You're giving the information that you've given in your paperwork while you're under oath.
Right, okay. And do you have to have the other person there?
No. A lot of counties, if it's consent, they do prefer you both to be there, because naturally enough, the way they look at it as well, if you're both agreeing, then you both should be here if we want to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of there's three options when a person receives divorce papers. Consent, yes, is the quickest and easiest. You've also got a lot of people will just ignore the papers. It still goes ahead. They will then be notified of a court date. If they don't turn up, it will go ahead. The same with contest. Contest just means it takes a bit longer. Because solicitors are brought into it on the other party's behalf, and they usually look for extra time to do this and extra time to do that. But the normal time frame is approximately 3 to 4 months.
Okay, 3 to 4 months. Normal deal is 500, but it's up there for 249 at the moment. Kelly, would you ever get calls from people going, you're encouraging people to give up on their wives and their husbands. You're destroying people's lives.
Funny you say that.
Yeah.
When I started at first, I got lots of them. Always on a private number, and it was like ranting and raving about doing the devil's work and breaking up families, etc. And yet Ireland have the longest wait period for divorce at 4 years. So by the time the 4 years is up, well, it's already broken down. It's obviously not going to get back together after 4 years.
Yeah, you're not encouraging couples to split up. No. You're just getting to the stage where a couple have decided you're making just more affordable.
That's it. I get calls from people who aren't the 4 years, and I just give them a bit of information and I say, look, get back to me when you're the 4 years. But I also get calls from weirdos as well.
Do you?
Yeah, that's why I only have a mobile number. I used to have the house number as well, but because I was getting calls in the middle of the night and weird calls. Nowadays, about once a month, we have this little old guy who rings asking, can we fix him up with a girl?
With and girls?
He gives us a call about once a month, poor thing.
Why would he think that you have girls?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks because I divorce people, I'd have phone numbers.
You've got a list of women, no problem there, Tony.
No, I don't give out anybody's phone number, sorry.
Absolutely not, no, God.
Our website is there, www.doidivorce.ie, or you can send us an email or give us a call, the phone number's there. I don't know if I can give that out on here or not.
No, don't. We'll stick it up on his side. It's
no
better
problem.
Off. Just tell me this is, if it's one of these living social deals, they always say, you know, if it's a restaurant or whatever, you have to sell a certain amount. Have you got a certain amount up, or is it going till a certain time?
It's going till a certain time.
Okay. So if you want to get in as quick as you can.
Yeah, at the moment it's up until, I think it finishes Thursday. Well, right. Maybe Wednesday midnight or Thursday midnight.
Now, do you know the way when you buy a present like that and it'll come nicely gift-wrapped? Now, do you gift-wrap your DIY divorce? Like, is it done in a little card or anything?
No, basically what it is if we're doing it, if they're doing it through Living Social, they get their voucher from Living Social and they just call us then.
Right, okay.
And we then send out the necessary documentation to them of what they're going to need to get started. If they ring us, go through us, because we get quite a few people that have seen like the ad in the paper, especially older people don't have email or computer or anything. So they do. We'll give them the same deal if they can't access the computer. With them, if they want a voucher, we'll send them a voucher if it's for somebody else. Mm. If not, and we can always put a little red bow on it, that's fine.
If you want. Absolutely. Just what you always wanted. All right, the DIY divorce voucher for Christmas. I love it. Cathy, well, I don't actually love it, but it works for some. I just want to say that. Okay, Cathy, listen, good talking to you.
And you, Colin.
Take care of yourself. Happy Christmas. Take care. Bye-bye.